It's 6 minutes past seven now. Let's go to John S. Doyle for a first look at what it says in Wednesday morning's papers.
There is generous treatment of Eamon Ryan following his announcement yesterday that he is retiring as leader of the Green Party. We need more of Ryan's style of politics, is the assessment of the Irish Examiner's political editor Elaine Loughlin. As he cycles off into the sunset, Ryan can be proud of his record, says Brian Mahan, the Irish Daily Mail's political correspondent. From saving Earth to losing rural Ireland, Ryan's wide remit will have a long legacy, says Caroline O'Doherty in the Irish Independent. Harry McGee, Irish Times political correspondent, notes that Ryan's last major journey as a minister was to Brussels on Monday to witness the Nature Restoration Law passing through Parliament and becoming official EU law. It was a notable moment of achievement for somebody who has campaigned on that issue for a political lifetime, says McGee. The Examiner leads with a report that following the resignation of Eamon Ryan, speculation is mounting about a pre-Christmas general election. An editorial in the Times describes Ryan's departure as a severe blow for the Green Party. Election crisis for Greens, says the Independent lead headline. And inside the paper, Fionnán Sheehan assesses the prospects of each of the party's 12 TDs. Travel chaos, meanwhile, is predicted in the Mail's lead story, as the Irish Airline Pilots Association informed Aer Lingus that it will begin an indefinite work to rule starting next Wednesday. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report that John Gilligan, described as a veteran criminal, has launched a mole hunt to unearth who alerted the Star to his new home in Spain. That story is by Michael O'Toole. The Independent looks ahead to August and the Rose of Tralee Festival. Already, as Maeve McTaggart reports, a gruelling boot camp has put the 32 escorts for the Roses through their paces. A photo by Dominic Walsh shows escort Barry Lysert leaping over a high hurdle on Banna Strand. As well as that, McTaggart writes, escorts walked on glass, took part in a Fijian ritual and even practised their ironing skills. For the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, the big news is that the singer Taylor Swift is Irish, according to genealogy experts. Researchers say that the parents of her great-great-great-grandmother travelled to America in 1836, the Mirror reports. They sailed from Derry, which prompts the Sun headline, Taylor's a Derry Girl, and gives the paper the opportunity to do a mock-up photograph of how Taylor might look in the TV comedy Derry Girls in a green school uniform.
John S. Doyle, thank you.